South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Men and women who are in congregations who personally have been involved in an abortion, they are hurting, and the only cure for that hurting is forgiveness, and true forgiveness only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we need to lead with the gospel. And if somebody has had an abortion, in lots of congregations, 24% of the men and the women have personally been involved with an abortion. You quoted the Apostle Paul earlier. What else did Paul say? Paul said, forget about those things which lie behind and press on towards what's ahead. There are people that are hurting. They need to have the gospel. They need to have repentance, and they need to be restored. And that is the role of the church. Other than sharing the gospel, I can't think of anything that the church needs to be more engaged in than with the message of the truth of being created in the image of God, that abortion is wrong. But if you have been engaged in it, there is the blood of Jesus is powerful enough to forgive that sin. Forget about what lies behind and press on towards what's ahead.
Well, Jesus said, if the light in you be dark, how great is that light? I can't help but think of the conscience that's been seared in these people. How can you be a doctor? And I had one in my studio. He was famous. He ended up in that movie. You probably know what I'm talking about. I forget his name. And he had performed 1,200 abortions. And finally, his little daughter ran out into the traffic and was killed. And then the next day, he said he could no longer perform abortions. And when you're pulling arms and legs out of a lady's womb, how can you not think this is just, how can your soul not be terrified with such darkness?
Yeah, that's when you know it is a spiritual battle. It is a demonic force that can take the mind of somebody who's been gifted and is very bright and very talented. And they have spent at least 12 years of their lives with two goals: having healthy moms and healthy babies. And now that we are actively performing surgery on these babies, providing the medications and blood transfusions, how can the same mind and hands that have been exposed to this amazing advance in medicine then turn around and on Friday terminate these pregnancies? So it's not a choice. It's a spiritual battle, and that's why the church needs to be engaged in this greatest spiritual battle of this century.
Well, you know, I was just at a men's conference, and I noticed that the men's conference, even though it was a biblically based resort in upstate New York, they had no Bibles in the rooms. And I was a little shocked about that. With the Gideons, usually they're fairly pervasive. And we have the left that's talking about cancellation. They're talking about, the moms for liberty. Which started in Vero Beach, Florida, by the way, taking books, or what do they call it when you can't read a book, they take a book out of the library. What about the fact that they don't want the Bible anywhere?
Well, and that just shows the power of the scripture. You only attack things that you are threatened by. And so when they are threatened by the power of the scriptures, that's when they want to remove it. That's when they want to burn it in other societies because they feel threatened. If something's not a threat, you're not afraid of it. You don't want to remove it. It is a real and valid threat because the scriptures are powerful. The scriptures change lives, and the gospel changes lives. It changes behaviors, and it is powerful.
By the way, Bonnie just texted me. It was Dr. Laventino.
Yeah, Anthony Laventino.
Yeah, I forgot his name. So when you come and speak for CareNet, what will you talk about that night? And will you be bringing visuals with you?
Absolutely. In fact, we are going to essentially take everybody to medical school. We're going to take them to medical school. We're going to take them into the operating room. We are going to take them into labor and delivery. And we have amazing visuals. All those procedures that we just discussed, whether it's blood transfusions, open heart surgery, spina bifida surgery, laser vascular surgery, even vascular brain surgery, we have animations where you're actually going to watch a 3D animation. We have pictures and photographs of these surgeries being performed, and also the babies afterwards. And we're going to talk about the abortion pill and how, yes, we can safely reverse the effect of the abortion pill. I'm going to have stories. I'm going to show pictures of babies that I delivered that were threatened by the abortion pill. In fact, I have a picture of one young girl who I delivered 5 years ago. Mom had taken the abortion pill. We were successfully able to reverse it at the request of the mom and dad.
Really?
Delivered that baby, but they actually sent me a picture of this baby who just started kindergarten. kindergarten last month, and her beautiful little pink and purple dress, there she is with her backpack. So it's not just saving a heartbeat on the inside. These are the future of America. These are beautiful children. So we'll have those pictures, other pictures of couples that we've been successful in reversing the effect of the abortion pill. I've delivered over 4,000 babies, I mean, including triplets and quadruplets. But I'll tell you what, I can't remember all their names, but the names and the faces of these babies who had a 98% chance of dying because the mom had taken the abortion pill by being pressured and getting bad advice, and then to reverse that and deliver that baby, that's always special. So not only delivering that baby, but then to get a 5-year follow-up on these kids, that's absolutely amazing. A spiritual battle, but we will give everybody medical tools, and we're going to show them the truth and the science. Science is designed by God and created by God. Scientists sometimes get a little bit screwed up, but the true science is always going to defend God's preborn. We just have some deceptive scientists that are out there. So from that moment of conception, all the genetic material that is going to be our blueprints is already laid down in that one cell. And just what's called cell differentiation is amazing. How we go from one cell, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and they're all identical cells, and one cell says, man, I don't want to be a copy of all the rest of you. And that cell says, I'm going to start the entire cardiovascular system. And another cell says, man, we can do our own thing. Well, I'm only going to read these pages of this blueprint of DNA, and I'm going to start the entire skeletal system. Another says, I'm going to start the entire neurologic system. I can tell you on day 27 what is going to occur on day 28, how these individual cells know what their role and what their job is going to do and how, what they're going to be producing. We have no idea. It's the science of cell differentiation. We can observe it, but how these cells know it, we have no clue. So we're going to educate everybody, but we're also going to provide everybody with scripture, because this is a spiritual battle. And we're going to give you the scriptures where God has relationship with us, and we have a duty to defend that image of God and to preserve life.
Now, Tim Tebow, of course, won the Heisman Trophy, and his mom had come to town, and I got a chance to meet her, and she said over, I guess it's close to 50,000 babies that could have won the Heisman Trophy. No, maybe it was 50. I don't know how many, but anyway, a whole lot of babies have been aborted that could have won the Heisman Trophy potentially. And she was told by they were missionaries over, I think, in Africa, and the doctor over there said abort. Luckily, blessedly, they did not listen to that doctor. I have a friend of mine in town who owned a nursing home company, and he said he and his wife were told by their doctor in New York State to abort their son Tommy, and they considered it, but Catholics, Christians, they prayed about it and said, no, we're going to have a... Well, Tommy ended up going to St. Ed's in Vero Beach, Florida, and became the valedictorian.
Yep, we are here protecting the individuals. We're here to provide the gospel and forgiveness to moms and dads and provide them with the truth. But I really feel that the future of the United States and our country lays in how we respond to the issue of abortion. You look at Judges 3, 4, 5, and 6, and over again you see, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of their enemy. The Lord strengthened their enemy so that he could defeat the children of Israel. They were taken into captivity, doing evil in the sight of the Lord. We have allowed and permitted the killing of 63 million babies created in the image of God here in the United States. That is every man, woman, and child in California, plus every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida. Clearly, that is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. So we are trying to protect this nation, that as a dad, I want to provide my kids with the same freedoms and safety that this country provided me. We're doing this not only to defend the individuals, but to provide that shining light on the hill that Reagan referred to as the United States. Because at what point will God say, you know what, that is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. You're not just on your own. I will strengthen your enemies. But we need to preserve this nation.
Well, even in the Mideast, of course, there was Baal. They worshipped Baal, and they would put these statues in the fire till they became red hot, and they put their brand new living babies as a sacrifice into the hands of Baal. Then we had Moses, who was going to be born as the great emancipator. And what happened there? They tried to kill all the babies before that. And then, of course, Jesus was prophesied to come, the promised Messiah, the love of God incarnate, and they tried to kill all the babies then. It's the same damn devil rearing its head again and again.
It's just one of the tools of Satan. I mean, Satan doesn't have to come up with a new tool. You look at how he will use deception. You'll look at how he uses sexual evil and temptation. If something works, you keep using it because it's successful. And for thousands of years, satanic, demonic forces have attacked that image of God, have attacked the babies still in the womb. They are the most vulnerable. They are the most innocent. And we know that God, you know, Jesus came down for all of us. He lived the perfect life. He gave his life for us. And then 3 days later, he conquered death and rose again. For who? For all sinners. That's all of us. But when you look at Psalm 51:5, Psalm 51:5 says that, yes, yea, I was a sinner from birth. I was a sinner from the time my mother conceived me. So if Jesus did all that for all sinners, and we were sinners not just from birth, but from the moment of conception, then God loved us all enough, and Jesus did all that for us, for the sinners that are still in the womb. So if God loves the preborn that much in the womb, then we need to do everything we can to defend the lives of the preborn created in the image of God at that moment of conception, who are my patients.
It's in the scriptures, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew your name. Where's that in the scripture? I forget.
Jeremiah 1:5.
Yes, Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew your name. I wanted to know, if somebody's out there, the Lord says in the Old Testament, says, if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, then the blood will not be on your hands. So God is absolutely saying we must get involved. We must take action. If somebody wants to participate in this, I guess they can contact CareNet and participate in with them financially. Is there any specific books or websites you would recommend? Now, you have a website yourself, right?
We have a website, and we have hundreds of videos up on YouTube and available through our website, which is prolifedoc.org, where you can get the training. You can go to the website of carenetchampions.org, and you can get tickets for the event. It's going to be a powerful event. I always have an amazing time sharing this information because people have new tools that they didn't even know existed. We want to motivate them. We want to provide them with tools that they can use. And we also want to provide this information to the pastors, because the pastors, to whom much is given, much is required. And as a pastor, if you've been given these tools and you're not using them to defend the preborn in the womb, shame on you. And there are some who are going to see, go before Jesus someday, and he's going to say, hey.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.